Shalom. We will be talking tonight about Ayoros Amukofos Choma and Sfeikos. That means the Takona Verabona Legabe Purim was to read the Megillah on Yudalid Adar. And that's for cities that weren't with a wall around them. We're not Mukofos Choma. They're called frozen open cities. Then there's the Tesvov, that is Ayoros Amukofos Choma, Mimos Yeshua Binun. The Gemara says that it's not Mimos HaKashverosh, only Mimos Yeshua Binun. And then we read on Tesvov. Now, if we have a Sofik, we don't know if this city was Mimos Yeshua Binun Mukof Choma and it's Tesvov, or it wasn't and it's Yudalet. So we'll see what the din is. First, I'll read a little bit of the Gemara on Daf Hei, which is tomorrow's Daf Hayomi, and then we'll get into the Sugi. The Gemara says, on Daf Hei Yom Adalef, in the last line, Omar Ablozo Mar Abchanina, Rebbe Nota Netir Bepurim. Rebbe planted a tree on Purim. So then the Gemara asks, Rebbe Echi Nota Netir Bepurim, Votoni Rav Yosef Simcho Mishte, V'yomtev. It says in the Pasuk that they were metzaken, that Purim is Simcho, and Mishte, and Yomtev. Melamed shasurim behesped behesped. Simcha melamed shasurim behesped. Simcha means that it's also to be maspid on Purim. Mishte melamed also betainis. It says mishte, that means it's also betainis. You have to make a suda, you have to drink on Purim. Yomtev melamed also basias melocha. If it's also basias melocha, how did he plant a tree which is melocha? The Gemara says Elo Rebbe bar alvesarave. Rebbe was mechuyev on Purim. His Purim was yudalet. Bechinota, bechamesal nota. When did he plant? He planted on the day that was not Purim for him. It was on Tesvov. The Gemara asks, "Eini, v'Rebbe betveria." Rebbe was in Tveria. Betveria mukefes chomo mimoish Yeshua binun avoy. Rebbe was in Tveria, and Tveria is the mukefes chomo mimoish Yeshua binun. So it's on Tesvov. So how did Rebbe plant on Tesvov? Elos, the Gemara says no. Rebbe bar chamesa rave. Rebbe really was from Tveria, and his day was Tesvov. Chinota bar vesa rave. And he planted the day before. He planted on Purim of the whole world, but it wasn't for him Purim. And Mela, for him was mutar basias melach. So then the Gemara asks, "Umi pshitele de Tveria mukefes choymah mimosh Yeshua binun?" Do we say that it's for sure that Tveria, where Rebbe was, is a mukefes choymah mimosh Yeshua binun and tzchayev be Megillah on Tesvov, v'chizki ekori b'Tveria bal beisar u'b'chamesar. Chizki lived in Tveria, or he was in Tveria, and he read in 2 days, also in Yudalet and also in Tesvov, because misaf kelei imukefes choyma mimosh Yeshua binun hi iloi. So you see that it's a suffix. Tveria is a suffix. So why do you say for sure that it's Tesvov? That means that if it's a suffix, a Rebbe wouldn't have planted a tree not on Yudalit and not on Tesvov. Would be also Basias Melach on both days, and all the Minogim of Purim would be Nogim both days. So the Gemara says, L'chizki emesavkele, L'Rebbe pshitele. Chizki had a suffix of Tiberias Yudalit or Tesvov, but the Rebbe was pshita that it was called Tesvov, and it's a mukefes chum. So then the Gemara says later on, Gufe. Chizki ekori betveria ba'arbeisa u'b'chamesa. Mesafkele, imukefes choymo mimosh Yeshua binuni iloi. Umi mesafkele milse de Tveria? So the Gemara asks, does he have a sofik on Tveria? V'oksiv, it says in a posik, v'ore mivtzor, it's a posik in Yeshua when he was giving out Eretz Yisrael. So it describes many places, towns, and cities. V'ore mivtzor, the cities that were fortified. Atzorim. Or atzodim tzor v'chamas rekes v'kineres v'kaimelon rekes zutveria. So you see that it's Ari Mivtzor, which is a fort, a fortified city, which is mukefes choyma, and talking in Yeshua binun's time. And if rekes is Tveria, so it's Tesvov. So the Gemara says, "Hainu tamid de mesafkele." This is why there's a sofik. Mishum dechad gisa shura de yamehavis. Three sides of Tveria were with a wall. But the fourth side, that's right on the Kinneret, that's right on the Lake Kinneret, that didn't have a wall. That was the water. So the Shaila was, Yochi, so the Shaila was that that side didn't have a wall. So the Gemara says, Yochi, amai misafkele, vaday lav choymoi. If that side didn't have a wall by the water, so for sure it's not a mukefes choymo detanya. We have a brisa that's talking about bote ore choymo legabe לגבי המחיר עם קדוש ארץ ישראל. אשר לא יחוימו, says Abayis Asher Lo Yechoymo, that it's muchlat. If you sell a house in an ear of Botei Or Yechoymo, that means Mukefes Mishu Shua Binun, and for a year you left it by the one who bought it, so then you can't be goyel it anymore, it stays by that person, but you could be goyel it within a year. Asher Lo Yechoymo V'lo Yishu, so the Gemara Darshans, if he has a Choymo V'lo Yishu Ego, and not that it's that the houses themselves make up the choyma. It has to be a separate wall, not that the houses are built all around and forms a wall. That's not called a choyma. Soviv, says, Ashaloi choyma soviv, what's called soviv? Prat le tverye, sheyamo choymoso. That's legabe choyma, that means tverye, the yam is the wall on one side, doesn't have a built wall, it's the yam itself. So that's called, that it's not a mukif choyma, it's not a boteoi choyma. So Gemara answers, "Linyan botei ori choyma loy mesafkele, that it needs a choyma, so it's not called botei ori choyma. Kiko mesafkele linyan mikro megillah. The sofik is the gabi mikro megillah. That means even though many of the dinim of mukav choyma of mikro megillah is built on the dinim of mukav choyma of botei ori choyma legabi mechiras botim in Eretz Yisrael, but some not. Umay mukofin dichsiv gabi mikro megillah." What does it mean? My prozim umay mukofin. What does it mean? Mishum da'ani miglu v'ani lo miglu. That prozim means because it's an open city, but Tveria is not an open city because it has walls all around and one side it's water. Oydilme mishum da'ani miglu v'ani lo miglu v'onami migalia. I'm sorry. The Gemara says mishum da'ani miglu v'ani lo miglu v'onami migalia. That Tveria is an open city because the one side is the water and it doesn't have a wall. So memele, it's called a prozim because it's open. Oydilmem shumdani mignu vani loy mignu. That it's protected, it's fortified. So Tveria is also fortified. Bonami miganya. Shumachi misafkele. Then the Gemara says, Ravasi kori migila behutzal, barbesa o bechamesa. Misafkele mukefes chomra mimois yoshua binun hiloy. So there. So the Gemara says the suffix by Tveria was because what's the main point? The main point is that it's prozim, that it's open and Tveria is open, or the main point is that it's fortified by a wall, or even water also fortifies it. I'll mention here the Ramban that the Ran brings down in the beginning of the Perek. The Ran is talking in general. Why did the Rabbona be misakin that there's different days, there's prozim and there's mukofin? So he brings a Ramban. Ramban nosan tamacher lachloik hazman shel prozim mukofin. Voimer. Bizmano shel nes, in the time of the nes, so Klal Yisrael went up in the with permission of Koresh Melech Poras, and they came into Eretz Yisrael. And anshe kneset agdoilo im roev Yisrael beretz Yisrael b'isahi. And by the time later when Ezra came up, it was only a few people. שציבה חשבירוש לשמי לאו גלעה בדוי הפרוזים והיורס שאין להם חוימו סוביס בסופק סקון הגדולו שלא יעלו עליהם אויבים יויסו מן המוקופים חוימו. The people that were in the open cities were in a bigger סקונה because they had no means of protecting themselves. מה שאין כן, the ארי חוימו, the מוקף חוימו, had a wall around it, so they were in less of a סקונה than the פרוזים. כשנעשה הנס, עושו כולם יוים נוח ומשתה ושמחו. And Bishal Shushan, Gamken also Mimochos Anes Shalohe, Zelio Bishnas Anes Levad, Lacha Miken Bishonim Abois, the Prozim made themselves a Yontiv for the next years because they were in a bigger Sakon. Aval Mukofin Loyal Suklu, Levishloy Anes Godel Ke Prozim. The Nes of the Mukofin was not as big as the, was not as great as the Prozim. So the Prozim that they felt a big Nes, they made a Simchan a Yontiv even the next years. But the Mukofin not. And that posik at the end of the Megillah, Kena Yudim Aprozim, doesn't mention the Mukof. There was a smach min haTorah that it says, Zoy Zikron Basefer, the Gemara of Zion says that we darshan to mention Mechias HaMolek again, which is Kriyas HaMegillah. And they made a takon on Kol Klal Yisrael that because the Book Offering also had a certain degree of aness, so they were misakin. V'ro'u, l'hakting prozim l'mukofin. Forget, it's more the takon of the prozim, that the prozim should be even before the mukofin, mipnei sheniso moyo godol, shem ischilo b'mitzvot chilo las yisloem levadom yomtev. L'vichoch kovu yoyim noach shel prozim b'yoyimah. And krachim ha-mukofin choyimah, they were kredea in the yoyim of the menucha of Shushan. And he says that's the pshat in our Gemara that we just read in Daf Yomid Beis in Tverye, kabisveke de Tverli amikro megillo, that mishum danu miglo vane michsu, or it's because it's megali or because megani. So you see that time of the takant is because of which kind of atzola it was. So you see that because it depends on the kind of atzola, that prozim was a bigger atzola than mukofin. And that's why the Gemara says what's called mukofin, because it's more protected or less protected. So you see that the whole inyan of being kaveh, the day of mukef, is in the degree of how much protection and how much atzola they had. That's the Ramban, he says pshat this Gemara, and that the Rani asks on it. So we have the Gemara that says that Rebbe was vaday on Tveria, and Chizki had a sofik, and he read bar beis ar b'chamesa. So the Ran says, "Linyan ayoris am supokas." Now the Ran is talking about a sofik. We don't know if it was a mukaf chom or not. Tveri is a different kind of a sofik that we don't know if it's called a mukaf chom. But ayoris am supokas that we don't know if it had a chom or b'moshe Yeshua binun or not. Hoyru agoinim shelchim b'enachar roiv ayoris. You go after roiv ayoris. Shurubon einon mukafes chom or b'moshe Yeshua v'kirin b'en biyudalet. Rova Yoris in the world are not Mukaf Chema, and you read that Yudalit. So any city that you have a Sofik, you go after the Rova and you say, since Rova Yoros are Yudalit, so this is also Yudalit, then it's not a Mukaf Chema. Void, that's one time. He says Void another time. Shafilu Toymashu Sofik Shokul. Afilu, if you'll say that it's an even Sofik, it's not a Roven Mute. Havale Sofik shall divrem vilekule. Venimso Pturis Bishneim. If you say Sofik Darabonon, so it should be lekule. And then it would be Potter in both days. Comes Yudalit, you'll say Sofik Darabonon Lekula, it's probably Tezvov. Comes Tezvov, you'll say Sofik Darabonon Lekula, it's probably yesterday. So it comes out, he would never have a Megillah. Umevata mimenu bevada mikro Megillah. Lefichoch kore berishon upoto besheni. So he reads on the first day, that means Yudalit, and it'll be Potter in Tezvov. Bedamrina begimora atver yevuutza. I'm sure you can go in barbozo b'chamishosor. If we said, that's fake, the Rabbonon Lekula. But you can't be Mevato Legamri the Rabbonon. So at least you read one day, and the one day is the first day. So why does the Gemara say that they read in Tveria and in Utsal, they read 2 days Yudalit and Tesvo? The Gemara says, Bemidas Chasidus, so the Ran says, Bemidas Chasidus, Oyenoegin Ken, Mishum Sveke de Tveria. Detalia Bemeganio Mechasia, Utsal Mipnesher Nechlokin Bobikabaloso, Zerim Omkefes, Zerim Arena Omkefes, Boykurin Beloy Broche. So they used to read Bemidas Chasidus. Mis Banas, they didn't have to read the second day, just Midas Chasidus to read another day. The Sofik de Divrem Loyukurim Beloy Broche. So the Ran goes on to say that they read without a broche. Why? The Sofik de Divrem Loyboy Brochikit is a Beperkbama Madliki. A Sofik de Rabbonon, you don't have to make a broche. That there's a big machlokas, and the Groz Ma'arich on it here, that there's two kinds of Durabonas. There's a Durabonon. That's a takona derabon, and then when we have a sofik on that takona, if we have to be mekayim or not, so that's called a sofik in a derabon, and not to make a brocha. And some say, look at the Rambam and the Ravid, where the whole takona is by a sofik like demai. So over there, the Rambam says to make a brocha. Elo shroy levorech barboso mipnei shorchi nacharoy boinim. The Ram says, but still, it's roy yet to make a brocha on Yudalit because you go after rov olam. Since rov olam make a brocha, so also he should say a brocha. Then he says, "Varambam kosav beperkei milchas megillah il shei sofek koyin ba b'shnei yomim ubeleilein, aval ein mevachin al kriyoso elo biyudalet hoil vuzman kriy elo roi voilo." First, we'll try to go into the inyan of the Ran, and then we'll go to the Rambam. The tour. The tour says like this: Krach shu sofek. Imukach b'mei Yeshua im lav, so sofik if it had a choyma b'mei Yeshua not kirin b'yudalet u'b'tesvov. You read in both days. Linyan broche kosav ochi or Rabbeinu Yechiel mistavre sheikru b'loi broche b'shnei ayomi. No broche, not in Yudalet, not in Tesvov. B'yoyim Tesvov lo yivorchu d'shemo eino mukefes choyma. U'b'yoyim Yudalet lo yivorchu d'shemo eino mukefes. ועדיין לא הגיע הזמן, אבל יהיה ברוך לבטולה. So it's a sofek, when is the real day? So memela it's a sofek, which day you should make the brocha? V'kiven the brocha lo ima akeves, lo miyachnis atzmo in the sofek brocha levatola. Brocha is not ma'akev, you could be mekayim the mitzvah without saying a brocha. The brocha is nochat akonas, so memela, so you shouldn't say a brocha, because you shouldn't go into a sofek brocha levatola. Then he says, v'orambam kosav, shemevochin biyudalid, kiven shuzman kriya levoi voilom. Look. The Bach asks, b'shem the Marshal. The Bach says from the Marshal, Teme, why don't we make a brocha b'shnei ayomim? Also Yudalid and also Tesvav, we should say a brocha. Kish'al sfeke de yoyma b'yom tev linyan brocha. The Rabbanim were mesakin yom tev sheni shal golis because of sfeke de yoyma. We don't know which day is yom tev, so they made a takona to keep 2 days. And we say a brocha also in yom tev sheni. Yom tev sheni, we also say kiddush and all the brochas that are tolu in yom tev. The davening. So why, if the Rabbonin, by Sfeikid the Yom, they are Mesakin a Brocha, so also by Purim, by Sofik, we should say a Brocha. The Dorcha, Kloim of the Chalik Ben Yom Tov Doraisa, the Mikro Megillah, the Rabbonin. So he says like this, to say another Kasha, why don't we say a Sfeikid the Yom on Yudalit Tesvav, Yudalit, Sofik Tesvav, and Tezain also should be a Sofik Tesvav, each day should be a Sofik, like Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius, that kind of Sofik. Then maybe there's a sofik bibura diarche, so that he says the kvartira it's a modche. The modche says here mishum dechsiv lo yavro meachas shanan bkin bekvir diarche. Since we are bokeh bekvir diarche, so bishlo maybe yom tov sheni shel golias. The gemara says in beitza that we're afraid that they'll go back yachzor adovah lekilkulei. That there'll come a time chas v'chalila that we also won't know when is yom tov. So they kept the takona of yom tov sheni shel golias misofik, but. Look at Purim, we didn't say the such a takona, and it says v'lo yavar, and we're b'kin b'kvir diyarche. So since there's a din of v'lo yavar, so if it's Yudalid, you shouldn't have a takona to read in Tesvov Kasizover on the din that it says v'lo yavar, and Yom Tov doesn't say it. But b'sofik mamish, lo yishayich loyma v'lo yavar, d'shem ayu mikil zmano. Lom ulonu lemichash, l'sofik b'roch levatola, yoyso misfeke diyoyim alinyan Yom Tov. Says, but if it's a sofik, not because of Yom Tov Sheni, not because of Ibura diyarche, but because we have a sofik bamis if it's Yudalid or Teslov. We don't know. So Menela, we should read in both days. And since it's a takona der Rabbanan, and we have a sofik if we should do it or not, if the day is the day of the takona, so you should say a brocha. V'yesh l'chalek, dosam k'dusha sayon tev goyrim l'chayvoy af bebrocha mikach sfekin. She'im lo itinak boy k'dusha sayon af liyan brocha, im ken ato yisei yisei yichoy. By Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, if you won't say a bracha, won't be nikar bechlal that it's Yom Tov. Most of what it's nikar that you're knowing Yom Tov is because you're saying the bracha and you're mentioning that it's Yom Tov. But by Purim, you're going to read the Megillah. Even if you don't say a bracha, still it'll be nikar that you're mekayim the mitzvah sayim. Then he says another teretz void. Kedusha samoyados tuluyo bebezdin ve'im kach kiblu aleim. That means. I'm not exactly sure what he means. He's saying that by Yom Tov, so Kedusha Samoyados is totally in Bezdin or Mekadosh, the Moyados, the Kedusha Chodesh. So Memela, they were Mekado, just like, I imagine this is what he means, that just like they were Metakin, they were Mekovea, which day is the first day of Yom Tov, so they were Kovea the second day. But Purim, not. I'm not exactly sure why, because Purim is also totally in Kedusha Chodesh. The Tura Evin asks, on the Shita of the Goinim said that you only read it one day, you only read it one day because Sfeikid the Rabbanan Lekula, so you have to do it only one day, because you shouldn't be Mevato the Mitzvah the Rabbanan. But the second day read Mishtad Midas Chasidus. So the Tura Evin asks, so why did the Gemara have to say, the Gemara says, the Rebbe was Pshitele, that it was Tesvav, Achizkia was read in Tverya in 2 days, so the Gemara says the Rebbe Pshitele and Lechizkiya Mesafkele. What did the Gemara have to say that Rebbe is Pshitele? Let's say the Rebbe was also Mesafkele. Rebbe also had a Sofik on Tverya. Only what's the difference? Because even Chizkiya, that he had a Sofik, he read the second day only Mitzad Midas Chasidus. So Memele Rebbe, that was Pshitele, so he didn't read Mitzad Midas Chasidus. and he's toled in the two terutzim and the run. If we say, because you go after Rova Yoros, so the Suffolk of Tveri is not Dome to Rova Yoros. Rova Yoros means Rova Yoros in the world are Prozim. So we say this city is also a Prozim. But Tveri, we know the status of Tveri, we just don't know what the Halacha says. If the Halacha says that this type of Suffolk, of that Yamo Choymoso, is called a Mukev Choymor not, so you can't go after Rova Yoros, Menele stays a Suffolk. So there, if we would stay by a Suffolk, so also Rebbe would have a suffix, so he would have to read both days. But, so that's why the Gemara would have to say, the Rebbe Pshitale and the Chizkiya Mesafkele. But Levi the second time, that's Sfeika Darabonon. You only read one day, so Memela, by Tveri, it's also a Sfeika Darabonon, even though it's a different kind of stuff, but it's a Sfeika Darabonon to read Megillah or not, so it's enough one day. The Gemara didn't have to say that the Rebbe Pshitale and the Chizkiya Mesafkele. So Memela, if so, the Turi Evan would come out, so what's the Machlokas Rebbe and Chizkiya? If they both held that was a Suffolk, I think he goes on and says that Rebbe also should have done the Midas Chasidus of Chizkiya, and it wouldn't be enough to say that Rebbe was Mesafkele, so he says that Rebbe is Pshitele. If you want to say even more, you could say maybe that Chizkiya and Rebbe will be Cholak of the two Terutzim of the Ra. That if the Pshat of all the Ayoros Mesupokas is because of Rove, so Tveri doesn't go after the Rove. And if you say it's because of Sfeika Darabonon, you only do one day. So that means that if we say the Tam, because of Sfeika Darabonon Lekuli, you only do one day, so that's why the Gemara had to say that if you say because you go after Rove Ayoros, so Memela Tveri is different, so you only read one day. So the Gemara didn't have to say that it's a Pshita. Then the Etzem Pshat in the Ran that you go after Rova Yoros. What's the Pshat? So in the Rambam it says that you say a bracha, Hoyel Vuzman Kriyoso L'Rov Olam. L'chura the Pshat would have been, and I see Rav Shach learns that way, others learn that way, that the Pshat in the Ran is not because you go after the Rov, only because the Ikar Takona of Purim is Lefi, the Rov of the world was Yudalit, Rov of the world was Prozi. So Memele, the Iker Takon of Purim was Yudalit. Only the Rabbanah made a special Takon for Shushan, because they were Nacho. Another day, they sort of pulled it out from the Takon of Yudalit and made it a day of Tesvov. But that's only if you know for sure that it has the new Takon. It's like the basic Takon is Yudalit, and there's a new Takon for Shushan of Tesvov. And Bifrat Lefi, the way the Ramban says that we read before, that Minig of Purim started in the Prozim and then it came to the Mukovim. But Kozman, you don't know for sure that it's a different din than Yudalit. It's Dome to the din of Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vada. Vada is Yudalit and the Sofek would be Tezvot. So Menele, since you see that Kriyosa, Zman Kriyosa, the Roi Voilam is Yudalit, so that's the day to make a bracha. In Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, and I saw it even before that in Sforim at one of the Perushim on the Shah HaMelech, there's a stira in the Ran. The Ran says here that if it's a Sfeika Darabonon Lekula and you would be Mevato the Mitzvah, so you're not Mevato the Mitzvah, only you keep the Mitzvah at least one part of it, one day. The Ran at Tzochim says, Legabi HaSeber, the Gemara says, there's four kosos on Leil Pesach. Amrilo l'hai gise, v'amrilo l'hai gise. Some say the first two kosos need a seba, and the second two kosos not. Some say the first two kosos don't need a seba, and the second two kosos do need a seba. And the timing are? Tvei kasi kamoi bo a seba. If we say that the first two kosos need a seba, d'ashto d'komaschel lo cheirus. We have to show cheirus in the beginning, when we're to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Trei Kasi Basoyloi Bo Esebe, because the two last causes is when we're already talking after we said about the Yetzia, we're talking about the next Shlav of Birchas Hamazon and Halel Agodah. So the Chirus was already. V'amru lo lagis Adra, Trei Kasi Basoyloi Bo Esebe, Haishayte Dukavye Chirus. That's when we already feel the Chirus, that's when you need a Sebe. And the first two curses were still Osek in the Yetzia, and were not completely Cherus yet. That there's two mandomim. one says a seibah in the first two curses, one says in the last two, idividibo a seibah, both need a seibah. So the Ran says, Aval gab de kaimelon, the alme kaimelon ipche, the kos feke de rabbonon lekule. So memele, why do we be machmir and we do a seibah in both sets of curses? The Ran says, because it's a milsa, that's no tircha, so let him be meisiv in both. And then he says, "V'li nira dal kochoch boile meba de sebe bekulu. Tine zele kula my nekel bani tve miani. Vi nekel betavai u am yakra mitva se sebe legamri." If we go lekula, that means we're going to have to say that one set of kosos is without a sebe. Which one? We don't know which one to do. And if we say that both not, so miyakra mitva de sebe, there won't be a sebe bichlal. So our point is that there is a sebe, we just don't know which kosos. So memele you're mechuyev to do in both. So the Shailei that our Ran says in Megillah that since it's a Sfeke Darabon and the Kula, so you only do in one day, you don't do in both days. Why doesn't it like a Seber they should do both days? So the Teret says because by a Seber the Takana was a Seber Derech Cheirus, so it's either both or one of the sets of Kosos. And also, even if you drank the Kosos but you weren't Mesev, you still might be Mechuyev in the Chiyuv of the kosos. It's still Pesach night and there might still be a chiyuv. You might have to re-drink those kosos. But by Purim it's two separate days. And as we said before, the Iker Takona was Yudalit. Only later there was also a Takona of Tezvod, like the Ramban, or even without the Ramban. But Rov Olam read it on Yudalit means that the Iker Purim is Yudalit. So Memela, if you read it already on Yudalit, you already were Yotze. You don't have again, this fake of the Rabbanan. You are getting out of this fake of the Rabbanan. By a Seba, you might still be in this fake of the Rabbanan. The time of the Ran, they bring the Goyinim, and they read only one day, and it's Yudalit. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, why should we read the first day? Maidan rena di krabarisho, and whom mishum, the kivon dal kolponim, tzorich likruz yemech doi biudalit doi betesvov. Since you have to read one of the days, and it's fake of the Rabbana, so one of the days is enough, either Yudalad or Tezvov, so why really does he read on Tezvov? Because mitzvah Shabbat Liyod, Tzorech Shir Kaimeno. The Shaila is Lefi the Mishnah Lamelech, that it's like mitzvah Shabbat Liyod, Chal Tach Mitzeno, is that like a Takona? And if he didn't read on Yudalad, he doesn't read on Tezvov? Or Pashta the Pshat is, since it came the first one, so he reads on Yudalit. But if he didn't read on Yudalit, maybe he should read on Tesvot. Also, more than that, he says, Mitzvah Bol Yodai Torah Shir Kaimeno, that means he has a Sofik. And the Sofik has to read, choose either Yudalit or Tesvot. What's Lekabe Brocha? That he doesn't say. Maybe Lekabe Brocha also should be Mechayvim. The Ran himself says that Roy, that he should make a Brocha on Yudalit because it says, Man Kriya L'Roy V'Oilo. So what's the pshat? Teichav Shabbat Mitzvah Liyodai Tzorech Shir Kaimeno. The Mishnah Lamelech should have said, since it's roy to be mevarech on Yudalit, as mashma from the Ran of Tesvav for sure not, so it's roy to read the Megillah on the day that you could make the Brocha. The Mishnah Lamelech didn't have to say because Bo Liyodai Tzorech Shir Kaimeno. Since in the Hemshech of the Ran, or we'll say like this, the Mishnah Lamelech's time is without a Brocha, like the beginning of the Ran when he says not to make a Brocha, but then when he says Efshot to make a Brocha on Yudalit because it's Roy Voilo, so then you don't need the time of the Mishnah Lamelech, you have the time of the Brocha since you make the Brocha on Yudalit. That's when you should read the Megillah. In the Bira Gro, he talks also about this being, he says Pshat in the Rambam. He says, why do we say a Brocha? B'lo Yivarech Kim Bar Bosa Shuzman Kriya L'Roy Voilo. So the Gros says, the af b'nei krachim yoytzim b'dievet b'yudalit k'ma shomar b'Yerushalmi. Bring the Yerushalmi in Megillah that a ben ear to be moitzi a ben krach, so he can't be a moitzi a ben yudalit, can't be moitzi a ben tesvov because he's a enu mechuy of badova. But a ben krach, a ben tesvov, ma'u she yoytzi as ben ear to be moitzi somebody on yudalit. So he says that akol yoytzim b'yudalit she's man kriyosos. So the Yerushalmi holds that Yudalit, everybody b'dievet is yoytze, even a ben tesvov is yoytze on Yudalit. So memele, here that is a krachin am supokin, it's like a b'dievet, so memele makes a broch on Yudalit and not on tesvov. But it's interesting that this halach itself is not mentioned on the Rabbam, not on the Shulchan Aruch, that a ben tesvov is b'dievet yoytze on Yudalit. So the Gemara continues to say, "V'lochein mevochin biyudalid af lechatchila." And then he says, "Kmo shomar teisves v'shari poiskim bebrocha shemesupokin im boyri pri adoma im boyri pri aetz." There's a shaila. If you don't know if you should say on a certain thing boyri pri adoma or aetz, so Tosfos says that you should say a boyri pri adoma because b'dieved if you say adoma no aetz you're yotze. So you see from there that even if you're holding not by the lechatchila, you don't know which bracha to go. If you said b'dieved or adoma you yotze, but here we're talking lechatchila which bracha you should go and say. So he says that since we don't know which bracha, so you do the b'dieved. So memeil also your dalet and tesvov. Since the ben tesvov b'dieved is yotze and your dalet, so now we're holding by a matzav that we don't know which day to read. So memeil should make a bracha on your dalet because you yotze lekule alma. And then brings another raya from the Gemara and brachas, also in Ketzad Mevorchin, Daf Lamed Zayin, that the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel held that on Shiva Saminim you say Gimel brachas, and Rabbi Kiva said Kofat said he said Mein Gimel. So Rabbi Gamliel asked him, why did you say Mein Gimel? You should have said Gimel. So what was Rabbi Gamliel's taina? Because since on Midi the Mezan like Tamri or Nam, so you yotze. Even if you should say Mein Gimel, you yotze with Birchas Hazon, with Gimel brachas. So Memele, he should have said, because there's a machlokes, he should have said what your yetzer b'dieved. Then the Chazon Ish brings down the Yerushalmi in Shkolim. The Yerushalmi is also in Shkolim at the beginning, and it's also in Megillah. And Lefi, the way the Gra is Goyres, the Yerushalmi says like this. It says there, in the Mishnah B'tesvav, boy kerin es ha-Megillah b'krachin. So Yerushalmi says, "Om Rav Chel by Ravuna Rav b'Shem Rav Chia Rabe, Hakol Yoytzin biYudalid, Shuz Man Kriyosa. Everybody's Yoytzin. That's Yerushalmi Lishitosa. That on Yudalid, everybody's Yoytzin because that's Man Kriyosa. Loiboyle Lelamet Choskola. Yeah. And then he talks about Odorishin Odosheni, and then he goes on to say, "Om Rav Yoytzin Rabache, Loi Mistabre LeShovar Elo LeAbo." That means mistabra that where your yotze is yudalid. If you already read on yudalid, is yotze. But leabot to say lechatchila to go read a ben tesvov on yudalid, no, that it shouldn't be yotze. V'atoni mokem shenagul lekoyso shnei yomim, kori noyso shnei yomim. If it's a place where there were no to read 2 days, that's probably where there's a sofik. So you read 2 days. Omar mani v'yos. Ilu ben tesvov shekoro biyudalid v'leikoro b'tesvov shem o'shoyminoi. He's a ben tesvov. He goes and reads it in yudalid. Do you listen to him? That means you don't let him. You tell him, no, go and read in tesvov. Im amres. If you're going to say that is yoytze, nimtzeis oikel zman krachim biyodach. So memeile, the Yerushalmi says that even though b'dieved your yoytze, if he was over your yoytze on yudalid, but l'chatchila, if he went and read in yudalid, so you tell him, no, go and read in tesvov, because if not, so you'll be oker the whole takon of krachim. So it's mashmiyon the grove that he's saying, and the Chazon Ish brings it down. That's how I learned that since it's a sofik and it's a lechatchilat by ayorosam supokos, if he should read on yudalid and tesvov, so you can't tell him to read only on yudalid. He should read also on tesvov because if not, you're oker mitzvahs tesvov, and that's why it's also understood. The Chazon Ish says he understands why. Lefi the Rambam and the grove says that your yotze on your dalet b'dieved, that's why you say a bracha on your dalet. So what point is there to read on tesvov also? He already was yotze, that's what Yerushalmi says. Ella, that they were mechayev to read on tesvov also, because if so, would be oiker mitzvah of the karachim. In the Levush it says, I brought down the lashon of the Levush, he talks why in our countries means in Europe, where they lived, bimdinus elu, that they don't read on Yudalid and Tesvov. They should have at least a sofik on big, old, big cities that they know that they lived there for thousands of years. Why isn't there a sofik to read also on Tesvov? So he says, Afal pishek tzoso mayores gdoilos umyushovos man oruch, and they have chomes gdoilos umbetsuros, and we don't have any sofik in them. So he says, nearly, because we're muchzik, that all those countries in the north and the Tzofon from Eretz Yisrael, that means further away, not close to Eretz Yisrael, there was no yishuv in all those countries in Europe until way after the Churban of Beis HaMikdash. Before the Churban, people didn't live there, it wasn't miyushuv. So Memela for sure wasn't mukev choyma mimoyse Yeshua binun. The only spekas that could arise is in the south, south from Eretz Yisrael, or closer to Eretz Yisrael, even to the north. But so far away in the north, there wasn't any yishuv memele, there's no sofik that it was a mukav chayma mimayse Yeshua binun. But the Elio Zuta on the side brings down from the Shalah that krachim gdoilim b'chutz loretz, mi sheyiras Hashem b'levovo, yikro b'tesvov b'loy broche. That's what it brings down from the Shalah. So it comes out that if you go to feed the goyim, so you're doing also a midas chasidus and also a yiras shamayim. Tzad midas chasidus, even by a real ayorsam supokos, they only read tesvov mishum midas chasidus. And the Shalah says mishum yiras shamayim, you should be a sofik and read on tesvov. So you're mekayim on tesvov more than you dalit, that you're doing also a midas chasidus and also a yiras shamayim. In the Shari Tshuva, in Tofresh Peches, if Dalet, he brings down from the Birki Yosef, B'Shem de Radvaz, that in the city of Hebron, so it's Pshita that's not Mukav Choyma, Mimosh Yeshua Binun, and you should read only on Yudalet. Avol Mine Kodum, to read both days, Yudalet and Tesvot. The Rashash says here, Shomati Michochom Echod Ish Yerushalayim, probably didn't see the Radvaz, said Shomati Michochom Echad Ish Yerushalayim, that in Hebron they read 2 days. Misafkelu, if it's Mukev Choyma Mimos Yeshua Binun. So he asks, Hebron was a Ir Miklot, and a Ir Miklot is not allowed to be surrounded by a wall. So how could you say it's a Mukev Choyma? So Be'emes, the Gemara in the end of Erechin that talks about a Ir Miklot that shouldn't have a Choyma, the Gemara says that there was a Ir Shenofa Lilevim a Mukev Choyma. That means Bishas Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was a Ir Mukav Choma that the Levim received, and it's going to be a Ir Miklot. So what did they do? They're supposed to break the Choma. They leave without a Choma. So the Gemara says, Vole Misteri Kaime, it's not a Mukav Choma because you're supposed to break it. So it's Mashma, that's not a Mukav Choma. So Tosfos asks, even if it's not going to be a Mukav Choma because the Misteri Kaime, but the Gemara Dashens HaShaloi Choma, but once it had a Choma is also good. So Tosfos says, Tutarutzi. One teretz is that if Kedusha Rishena Kitcher, Lashaito Vikitcher, Losilobus, or Be'emes, it would be called a Mukav Choyma. It's only called a not Mukav Choyma if you say that the Kedusha is bottle. That means that even if Lemistere Kaimer could also be called a Mukav Choyma. Then the second teretz of Tosfos says that since it's called Lemistere, so Memele it's not called a Mukav Choyma. So Be'emes it could be it's totally in the Terutzim and Tosfos, if it's called a Mukav Choyma or not. Further, it could be, just like the Gemara and Makis Tafud, what he brings down, it could be that Hebron, it's mashma also in the Psukim, that there was Hebron and there was the outskirts of Hebron, the suburbs. So it could be that there was a city that was Mukav Choyma next to Hebron. Hebron maybe was the Misteriko and it wasn't a Mukav Choyma because it was Eir Miklot. But next to it, the Kolev also got a part of Hebron. And it could be there was part that was a Mukav Choyma, like the Gemara says in Makkas, that there was Slikum and Akra de Slikum. One city was Mukav Choyma and the city was not, and next to it was a Mukav Choyma. There's another Indian here that some learned in the Ran that he says you Azlina Bosa Roiva Yoros means that you go to Rov, like there's Rov Umiut. You learn how Pito Barov, you learn how Aleichacha Roiv. So Mela, since Rov Yoros in the world are Prozim, so any Sofik city that's a Sofik Prozim, Sofik Mukofin. So you say you go after the Rov and it comes from the Rov and it's Mechuyev and Yudala Donat Tesvov. Mishum Vadei Pashtes. If so, they ask, why do we say that it's Rov? It's Kovua. We have a din that if it's Kovua, Pirish Mina Kovua, something that's Kovua in its place, so even though it's a mute, so it becomes like Mechzo al Mechzo. So why do we go after the Rov? It should be like Mechzo al Mechzo. That means it still should be a Sofik. And if it's a Sofik, so weiter we go into the din of Sfeke Darabona. But how does the Ran say it's a Roiv? It should be called a Sofik. So the Shara Melech brings down that the Loshen Limudim says that we don't go after the Kovua because it's not Nikar Bim Koyma. Kovua is only like Chanuyos, that you know one Chanus is Terefa and nine are Kosher, and the Nikar Bim Koyma that this is Kosher and this is Teref. But by Yoros, it's not Nikar which one is the Mukav and which one is the Prozim. Now everything is the same. So Shara Melech asks, it's a known Rash Mekinun in Sefer HaKrisus, and the end of the Sefer he asks, that how could we plant or work on Choresh or Zareah in any field let's be choshesh that it's a nachal eson from Egla Rufa, and says, Ashalo ye oved boi v'lo ye zoreh. And if you'll say that you go after Rove cities in the world, but it's kovua, because all city, all fields are kovua. So the Rash Mekina says, because it's not niker. But akoponim, there is such a thing as kovua. So I saw in the Bnei Tzion, there's a sefer Bnei Tzion from Rebbein Tzion Mitavsky. He lived 101 years ago. He was killed by Alistim Mezuyan. There was people came into house and they were robbing, and he recognized them as they shot him dead. He was a chavrus of Reb Baruch Ber. So Zalmona put out a sefer from him, a lot of divrei Torah, and they used to use it in the yeshivas once. In Simen Nun Hey, he says there's a chilik. By Nachal Eson, the sofik is the field that I'm going to work on. Is this field that Nachal Eson or not? So that means there's road fields in the world that are not Nachal Eson, and there's a miut that are. So we're sofik. If this is that miut that we're talking about, so Memele, it is a Pirish Mina Kovua, so it's Shaykh to say on it Kovua. But by a Yorosamukov is Choma, even though each city is by itself, it wasn't Pirish from those cities. It could be there was never more. Ayorus Amukofus Choma were just a Sofik. If Bechlau there was more. So even if you say there's a rove of Prozim and a Miut of Mukofim, but this city that we're talking about, maybe it was never a Mukof Choma, maybe there was never more Mukofus Choma. And maybe it's not Shaykh to say on it that it's Kovua. So you go to the rove, Banis, what really comes out from the whole thing is that there's Ruba de Isikamon and Ruba de Lesikamon. When you're talking about a Ruba de Isik, come on, that there's nine stores in front of you, and one Chanus that's Terefa, so it's a Isik, come on, you could say it's either a Rove, Pirish Mina Kovua, either it's that you saw it come from there, so it's a Kovua, or it's a Nimtzolifoneinu, so it's called Rove. But that's all by Isik, come on. But by a Ruba de Lesik, come on, like these cities, we don't know if it's a Mukav Chom or not. If we say you go after the Rove, that means since the Teva is the rove of cities in the world are Prozim, so also this city is probably a Prozim. By a Ruba de Lesek Amon Lechura, it shouldn't be Shaykh to say Kovua. There's also the famous Mokin Avram, it could be we talked about it in Shabbos in Klal Godel. The Mokin Avram talks about Holech Bamidbar, that says a Sofik, he doesn't know when Shabbos is, so he keeps every day a little bit, Kedei Chayov. So a Sofik each day of Shabbos. The Mokin Avram brings down a Kasha, he says, let's go to the Rove. Rove city, Rove days are Yom Chol. So Memele, each day that he takes will be Chol. It won't be Shabbos. Bemis, here we could think of Lefi the Ran. The Ran says by Sfeke Darabona that if you'll say Sfeke Darabona Lekula, so Melo be Bottle, the whole Mitzvah Darabona, so you can't be Mevato Darabona, so you have to be Mekaimet. So Mele here, maybe by the Rice also we should think that way and say, since you'll say that you go to the Rove, so there never will be Shabbos. So it's Mevatel all Shabbos. Maybe in the Chanami, the Mogen Avram says that each day we take, and we say it's from the Rove, and there won't be Shabbos by him. But Lechure should make Shabbos. Maybe the Ran is only talking about Takona, the Rabbana, they were Mesakim, so they didn't do it in that way. And the Mogen Avram answers that the days are Kovua. That means it's Kovua Lefonecho. Days, even though I'm holding by one day, I'm not holding by all the days, but since it's a Teva and all the days come, can you read the Mogen Avraham, that's called like Ki'ilu the Chanuyah Zolofoneinu, that it's a Isik, come on. And Eli says you can't go after the Rove of the days that are Chol and say that there's no Shabbos, because since it's B'Teva, for sure there's days of Chol and Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu, it's Lefonecho, and each day you take is like Pirish Mina Kovua, which is like Mechtzu al Mechtzu. Talking about Choyma and Divrei Agoda, the Yerushalmi says at Tam, the Rishonim bring down, that why did they be misakin on Mukofes Choyma Mimoyse Yeshua Binun? What's the kesher of Yeshua Binun to the Dinim of Purim? And Bemis, there's one Mandoma at the beginning of the Masechta that we go after Mukofes Choyma Mimoyse Hashverish. So the Yerushalmi says, all the Rishonim bring it down, because Eretz Yisrael was Chorav in those days, so to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, if we wouldn't say Mimos Yeshua Binun, would come out that there's Mukofes Choymo Chashivus of cities in all parts of the world, Chutz from Eretz Yisrael would be all called Prozim. The Melech of Bizoyim for Eretz Yisrael, so to be Kedei to be Mazkir, there's Chutz, and to be Machshiv, Eretz Yisrael, so there are Mesakin HaMukef Choymo Mimos Yeshua Binun. So Be'emes, there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet, and it's also in Sanhedrin, and so to Daf Lamed Vov. It says, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, that's when they went through the Yardin. Ad Yavor Amzuko Niso is Bimei Ezra. Melamed, that they could have had Nisim in the May Ezra, just like in the May Yeshua Binun when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that they, Rashi's Mefarish, they could have come in Biyad Roma. But because Gora Machet, so they came in just Bershus Koresh, and Rashi and Yuma says that they, because of that they didn't have the Shechina. So what was Gerem Dechet? In the Gemara and Yuma Daftes, it says, Ochis Lonu Ktano V'Shodayim Ein Lo. מה נעשה לאחריסינו ביום שידעו ברבו אם חוי מוהי נבנה עולה או תירס כסף ואם דלסי נוצר עולה או לוח ארס. So the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes says that אם חוי מוהי אם עשיתם עצמכם כחוי מוה ועליתם כולכם בימי עזרו, if all the Yidden would come up בימי עזרו, they would come like a חוי מוה, that means בכויח, all the כלל ישראל would come up. So נמשלתם ככסף שאין רכב שולד. So Rashi says then the Shechina would be שוירה and it wouldn't be near kav. Lo yisem chaserim shchina. But if achshav shalisim kedlosos, only a chelik of klal yisrael came up like doors that are shom or just a part, nimshaltim keeres shor rekav shelid boy. That there wasn't a shchina shor, and the gemara says there was like doors. That means there was a baskel, a little bit of ruach hakodesh there was. So marshos mazber and yuma daftes that that was the chet that was goyrim. What the gemara says in brachas and in soita that the chet was goyrim that they shouldn't have Nisim Bimei Ezra just like Bimei Yeshua Binun is because they didn't come all together. So that Gufa was Gurim that they didn't have those Nisim. Then the Gemara says after that what Reish Lakish said that Choyma, that if they would come up Kechoyma so they would have a Chiyav to Shechina, and since they didn't go Kechoyma so they had a Pchisus and they didn't have Nisim just like they had Bimei Yeshua Binun. And the Marsha says that if they would have come up Kechoyma, they would have stayed prozim. They wouldn't have needed a Choyma. They would have this Chus and the Koach of all coming together that they wouldn't even need a Choyma in Eretz Yisrael. Would be enough to be like prozim. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish told over to Rabbi Yochanan what he said, Im Choyma Yid and Im Alisem Kulcha. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lavainu time. That's not the time why there wasn't Shechina because everybody didn't come as Gerem Achet. Only if Inam Isliku Kulu Bimei Ezra Leav Shari Shechina B'Miktosheni. Why? Because Yafta Lekim LeYefes. Yefes was Yedei Koresh was built to Beis Hamikdash, and Yishkan Bole Shem not Bole Yefes. So Bemes was Reish Lakish. All it could be, it's hot only because if they would have all come B'Choyma." That means they would have come beyond Roma. They wouldn't have needed the Rishus of Koresh. So Memele Koresh wouldn't have built the Beis HaMikdash. It would have come Ayidei Shem. So Memele the Shechina would have been Shoyre. It wouldn't have been Ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even so, the Beis HaMikdash would have been built Ayidei Koresh with the Rishus of Ayidei Yefes. But it could be Reish Lakish held that since they would come Bechoyma, they wouldn't have even needed the Rishus of Koresh. So it could be that then, since the Klal Yisrael would have come up Kechoyma, they wouldn't have needed a Choyma in Eretz Yisrael. Then, even if we wouldn't be Misaken, Mimoyse Yeshua Binun, Eretz Yisrael had the Hashivus. It wasn't like Harevo. Farkert, there would be a Maila that they were Prozim and they weren't Mukofim. Furthermore, it could be that if they went up Kechoyma, they wouldn't even have the Bayav Ahoman. They wouldn't have had the Kitrug. They wouldn't have had the Averis that were Goyrem to the Kitrug of Homan, because they would have had that big schus of coming into Eretz Yisrael, Kechoyma. So now that they didn't come up Kechoyma, and they didn't have all those Nisim, and they had a Prisus because of that, and the Shechina wasn't sure, they had the Kitrug of Homan, so when they made the Tikkun for the Inyan of Homan, they also wanted to make a Tikkun for the Choymas of Eretz Yisrael. They could have had the Tikkun Ayidei coming into Eretz Yisrael, but now they had to make the Tikkun Ayidei that the Tikkun of Homan, the reading of the Megillah, also brings back the Choymas and Mukofes Choymas Mimoyse Yeshua Binun as if the Choymas from then.